For most of us, our problems are caused by having too much rather than not enough. Too many things, too much to do, too many obligations and decisions, and the worst, too many distractions. The thing that takes us away from our true focus. I underestimated the distractions in my life until I stepped back and realized that my whole day was basically run by them. Little interruptions here and there that seemed like nothing at the time, but slowly throw me off course until I lose track of my time and attention. I knew that if I wanted to truly simplify my life, I had to do something about these distractions. So that's what I want to talk about today. My biggest distractions and what I'm doing to eliminate them. My biggest distraction is probably my phone, the all-in-one device that's always within reach. My biggest wake-up call was checking my digital wellness app and seeing that I was spending more than 3 hours on my phone. It always starts off harmless, just quickly checking something or replying back to someone. But in reality, anything that takes me away from what I actually need to do is just another distraction. For me, it's been really helpful to set clear goals and boundaries so that I don't lose focus. I try to come up with just 3 things that need to get done that day. And if something pops into my mind, like having to do laundry or watering the plants, I write it down and get to it later. I know it's kind of silly, but I have to set these arbitrary rules for myself, like not starting the day by checking my phone and only going on social media after those 3 things get done. Because if I don't, I know it's too easy to lose track of time. In our modern world, if we step back and really think about how many distractions there are, it's amazing that we get anything done. More than ever, it's so important to regularly engage in mindful practices like focus training, meditation, and breath work. I know that for me, being able to turn off my monkey brain and being able to sit in silence is a skill that I want to hone. If I can eliminate the noise, maybe I can pay better attention to the life that's happening right in front of me. Having material wealth gives the appearance of security, happiness, and peace. And to a point, it can be true. But I truly believe that aimlessly pursuing this path can be a distraction to living a more meaningful life. I've talked about my journey with overconsumption and living a paycheck to paycheck lifestyle in the past. Basically, after having worked 40 hours a week for 3 years, I had very little to show for it. And when I realized how wasteful this lifestyle was, it made me reassess everything in my life. I should preface this by saying that my life is far from perfect, but it's a lot more simple than before. I first asked myself some big questions. Which bills could I eliminate? What are the things in my life that's actually worth working towards? Being material rich weighed me down, but a simple life freed me in a lot of ways. I'm able to work a job that I like, work less hours, and worry less about bills. The goal is to keep my life low maintenance so that I can focus on having fun, enjoying my peace, and being in good company. In a world of abundance where material wealth is always dangling in front of our faces, I think it's important to see through the illusion and not let it distract us from building a life that feels authentic to us. Some might think that being a minimalist means you are completely detached from material things, but I don't think that this has to be true. I find joy in having a cup of coffee in my favorite mug, wearing a cute outfit, or being in a beautifully curated space. But now the difference is that I'm very selective with the amount of things that I keep in my house, because we all know that clutter can be distracting for so many reasons. It took a while for me to figure out what I need, how much I need, and what is considered excess. Moving was a big eye-opener for me. Also, doing a low-buy challenge, keeping track of the clothes I wear, setting budgets, and routinely decluttering. Sometimes we need a hard reset to correct our spending patterns and consumption. The biggest takeaway for me was realizing that a lot of what's in our homes are not worth taking up our physical and mental space. Sometimes the biggest distractions come from ourselves, our limiting beliefs, fear of judgment, pursuit of perfectionism, worrying about hypothetical scenarios. These are some of my biggest distractions, and they tend to get in the way of trying something new or fully engaging in the moment. I know it sounds crazy, but in the recent years, I've been enjoying the challenge of working through some of these barriers, tuning into my inner dialogue and figuring out why and how some of these narratives got there in the first place. I really enjoyed the book, The Myth of Normal, and this one sentence really stuck out to me. Whether we realize it or not, it is our woundedness and how we cope with it that dictates much of our behavior, shapes our social habits, and informs our way of thinking about the world. I learned that letting go of mental clutter is much more difficult than physical clutter. But maybe that's okay. Maybe we don't need to ignore or suppress our inner dialogue, but somehow find the courage to move past it, one situation at a time. I hope this video was a moment of reflection for you, to get clear about what you want and eliminate whatever distraction is on that path. Thank you guys so much for watching, and until next time, take care guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.